With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Biden administration going to appeal two court rulings striking down the president's student loan repayment plan. Here's Greg Clugston.
Federal judges in Kansas and Missouri this week blocked much of a Biden administration student loan repayment plan known as the SAVE program. It provides a faster path to cancellation and lower monthly payments for millions of borrowers. The judge's rulings prevent an Education Department rule set to go into effect July 1. A White House spokesperson says the Justice Department will appeal both decisions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israelis who were taken hostage or lost loved ones during Hamas' October 7th attack now suing the United Nations agency that aids Palestinians. Suit filed in a U.S. court this week alleges the agency helped finance the militants by paying agency staffers in U.S. dollars and thereby funneling them to money changers in Gaza. Also at SRNNews.com, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells the Salem Radio Network the Biden foreign policy causing the U.S. to lose its ability to deter foreign aggressors.
Secretary Pompeo says White House waffling on support for Israel comes down to two important flaws. Firstly,
it's a fundamental misunderstanding of who the aggressor is.
Pompeo also blames what he calls a fundamental misread of how to bring peace and stability to the troubled region.
They talk about what we won't do. They restrict our allies and friends. They put limits on the good guys, and they embolden the bad guys.
Pompeo calls that, quote, a bad recipe for the security of the American people. Bob Agner reporting.
South Korea says North Korean ballistic missile testing likely ended in failure. That comes days after the U.S. deployed an aircraft carrier for a new drill in the region. This is SRN News. Are you a domestic extremist?
Are you religious? Did you vote for Donald Trump? Have you ever served in the military? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are liable to be a homegrown terrorist. According to the Biden administration, documents obtained by America First Legal reveal that an advisory board to the Department of Homeland Security listed religious faith and those other characteristics as indicators of extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood will spend $40 million ahead of November elections to boost President Biden and leading congressional Democrats. The political arms of the nation's largest abortion business say will initially target eight states, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Montana, New Hampshire, and New York. Meanwhile, SBA Pro-Life America says it will spend $92 million. This is SRN News. A lot of new faces coming up on Capitol Hill because a large number of lawmakers are leaving. As of June, 53 members of Congress, 8 members of Senate, 45 in the House, have announced they will not seek re-election in 2024. Bernie Bennett reports.
Of the U.S. Senate members not running for re-election, 7. Democrat Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, Democrat Ben Cardin of Maryland, Democrat Tom Carper of Delaware, Republican Mitt Romney of Utah, Democrat LaFonza Butler of California, Independent Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and Independent Kristen Sinema of Arizona announced their retirements from public office, while the other, Republican Mike Braun, is running for governor of Indiana. As of June of 2022, 49 U.S. House members had announced that they were not running for re-election. 35 members had announced at this point in the 2020 cycle, and 52 had announced at this point in the 2018 cycle. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.